Rebuilding your team during times of change, adversity, crisis, and disruption. How do you go about rebuilding your team during challenging times? A high-performance team goes through challenges during times of change, adversity, crisis, and disruption. Turf wars escalate. Team leaders begin to look inward, thereby protecting their positions. Political infighting emerges while some leaders promote their personal brand to make a case and statement to be kept on the team. You will assume that during challenging times, teams will work more collaboratively to ensure that they sail through the crisis with few or very few casualties or none at all. This is not what happens, though. With so many years of working with teams across various industries, different countries, different organizational types, sizes, and culture, some leaders do the contrary. Leaders need to fire up their teams for peak performance and productivity during times of crisis and adversity. They also need to renew the accountability, collaboration, and initiative that will make their businesses ready for life after the crisis. You see, the current pandemic has created economic uncertainty and loss. COVID-19 is significantly impacting businesses and the economy. Organizations globally are experiencing workforce disruption at an unprecedented scale and speed. Leaders are facing the urgency and complexity of reopening their businesses. Leaders and employees are working from remote locations and virtually. Leaders are navigating a broad range of issues that span from keeping their employees and customers safe, maintaining liquidity, reorienting operations, and navigating complicated government support programs. Significant job losses taking place all over the world. The pandemic presents the world with a massive and miserable situation, causing tragic losses of lives and livelihoods, and with no end yet in sight. Leaders are struggling with how to hold their team together and work through the crisis. However, the current environment presents significant opportunities for businesses to revisit their purpose, recalibrate, and grow. It was Winston Churchill, former Prime Minister of Great Britain, who said, "Never let a good crisis go to waste." Never let a good crisis go to waste. In other words, it means that, you know, in this crisis, there are good things that organizations can get out of it. There are good things that will come out of this crisis. It is important that leaders build their teams so they can take advantage of the crisis and disruption to effectively collaborate, recalibrate, re-energize, refocus, and rebuild the team for continuous results. What should leaders focus on during this time? Here are the five team success factors that I believe leaders should be focusing on. Results: a clear focus on the team's purpose and goals. Clarity on what results do we want to achieve at this time and how will winning look like. Commitment: team members' willingness to give 1,000% to team efforts so that the organization and the people can go through this time successfully. Communication: exchanging ideas and feelings based on mutual respect. Process: a process defining the way the team gets work done. Trust: an assurance and belief in knowing that you can fully rely on fellow team members when you need them most. To rebuild your team during change and disruption, please send me an email on transformationforchange@gmail.com for a free consultation on how George will help you build a high-performance team ready and able to navigate any challenging situation, or visit my website on www.transformationforchange.com. I look forward to working with you in rebuilding your team to be a high-performance team as before. Thank you.